Greetings, dear friends, and welcome to my reflection for Holy Saturday and also the Easter Sunday Mass. I'll not give you all the readings because the readings for the Easter Vigil are many. We had five of them, but there are several others when you do the full plethora, if you like, of readings. But I'll give you just the Gospel. The Gospel for this year was Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 7. And then the Gospel on Easter Sunday is always the same one. It's John chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. Both of them are resurrection accounts. Now imagine a classroom in a secondary school. And as homework, the teacher had invited the students to write on an important person who lived during the 20th century and to offer a few thoughts as to why they chose him or her. The voices went round the room as each shared their thoughts and words. Hitler and Stalin were mentioned. They didn't have to be good, just important. And then Churchill and JFK, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan, the great peace figures of Gandhi and Mandela were offered. Scientists like Marie Curie and Robert Oppenheimer. And then someone suggested Elvis and John Lennon and Madonna, the giants of popular culture. And each was listened to with intent and interest. And then a shy young girl towards the back of the room said, "Jesus Christ." And there was a bit of a snigger from one or two of her classmates. The teacher was polite but added, "That's very interesting, Jenny, but I don't think you understood. The person had to be someone who lived during the 20th century. Next, please." Now, that scene was real. It happened about 30-odd years ago in a classroom in the United States. But it could well have happened here too. But lest we be a bit smug and think it wouldn't happen here, let me ask, what is the most embarrassing word today in the English language? Now, if you use this word in polite talk or at the 19th hole in the golf club or in a shop or at work or anywhere else but church, you're liable to stop conversation. People may actually make a joke and pass very quickly to change the subject. The word doesn't have four letters beginning with the sixth of the alphabet. No, it is five. It begins with the 10th letter of our alphabet. Paul the Pharisee, the perfect Jew as he said himself, met Jesus Christ one day on the road to Damascus and spent the rest of his life telling people about him. He went in an instant from being a zealous Pharisee who wanted to arrest Christians for spreading lies about a false prophet, a field prophet crucified in Jerusalem, to someone who could not stop using his name. There's one delightful scene in the Acts of the Apostles towards the end. The governor Festus tells King Agrippa about a man who was under arrest in the local prison. Festus said that he had inherited the case from his predecessor, thinking that Paul's accusers would have some crime alleged against him. But instead, he told Agrippa, it was about a dead man called Jesus, whom Paul alleged to be alive. I love the irony in that particular sentence. The same Paul, in his powerful letters to the Corinthians, will write passionately later, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then our preaching is useless and your believing it is useless. For if the dead are not raised, Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, you are still in your sins. Now, we've celebrated the Triduum these 3 days. Some see it as a single celebration from Thursday night, Holy Thursday, when we last rang the bell, to its ringing again this evening at the Easter Vigil. Did you notice that there was no church bell in these last 2 days? The silence of the tomb. What words were key on Thursday? They were the words that again Paul offered us in the second reading, the words of Jesus. This is my body, this is my blood. It was the gift of the Eucharist to which the Church has been faithful for 2,000 years. And then on Good Friday, though we didn't hear the words, the same Jesus on the cross gave us his body and blood on Calvary. Had Paul not linked those events of the upper room in Calvary by his last sentence in Thursday's reading? Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming his death. And now, in this Easter vigil, and of course on Easter Sunday, the beaten and defeated body of the Lord is raised to new life. No gospel records the event. No one saw the Lord rise or burst out of the tomb. But each gospel has an angel, even two, telling the apostles and the women, go and tell. Go and tell the disciples that he is risen. Now there is a new body, the body of Christ risen from the dead, the body of the glorified Christ at the right hand of the Father, and the body of Christ in his church of believers, and the body of Christ to be nourished by his body in the Eucharist. Who was the most important person of the 20th century? No doubt we will all have our own choices. Jenny, I think, was right after all, though the teacher might not have admitted it. Jenny's person never led an army, nor became a political leader. He did not plot a revolution or try to overthrow a government. He never wrote a book, just a few lines in the sand. And yet more people have followed him than all the other leaders and persons through the centuries put together. Go and tell. And don't be embarrassed by the word, Jesus. He is risen.